on page 1177 of the Church Bible. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honour your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
Thank you, Adam. I love the book of Ephesians. And you'll have to forgive me if tonight I get a little bit choked up, because I just found preparing this when you've lost your own mum and dad, it really did get to me. But Paul, in chapters 4 to 6 of Ephesians, is reminding us that Christianity is not a sort of collection of abstract doctrines. It's not an ivory tower religion. It's not compliance to a set of laws. He's reminding us that true spirituality reveals itself when we live, when we do the stuff, when we're out there, when we're shopping, and when we're doing what we do in the mess. And in particular, he's reminding us that how we love one another, how we honour those that we're in relationship with, any relationship with, is really, really important. And if our faith doesn't show itself in our interactions with other people, when there's onlookers, and there's always onlookers, then we have to stop and think, does my faith work for me? Am I outworking my faith? So we need to play our part in learning and modeling to other people how to get along with each other, striving to build stable relationships, loving relationships, long-lasting relationships. And yes, when a young person grows up, showing respect and honour towards their parents, it's laying a really good foundation for the rest of their lives. And there's bigger implications. Of course there are, because if we have strong families in society, society benefits. Because strong families build strong societies, and strong societies affect nations. But it starts with the individual. It starts, as it always does, with you and me and our relationship with God. So what does it mean to honour our father and mothers? It's a direct command in Scripture. We had it up there. It's there in front of you in your Bible. And there's a proverb, Proverb 23, verse 2, gives us a little clue. It said, listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she's old. I think we shouldn't despise our mothers even when they're not very old. But despise is a really strong word. And you sort of think, really? Despise? Despise means to show contempt. It's not the kind of emotion that God wants us to have lingering in our heart or in our mind. I don't feel that God's wanting us to pretend that our parents are perfect. He's not wanting that. They've not got everything right. But we are asked to honour them in spite of their faults and failings. Now, I come from a big clan up north. And I can remember a time, one Christmas, when my big sister, who is very like my mother, but we never tell her that, gave my mum some slippers. And by midday on Christmas Day, the bow had come off. And my mother, who was a Yorkshire woman through and through, said, "Well, where do you get them from? Barnsley Market. You know, they last 2 minutes." And there was a ding-dong. There was a thing on Christmas Day. Unfortunately, they didn't speak for 2 years. 2 years. It didn't matter what I said, my younger sister said, my brother said, my dad said. They were on a standoff. They were on an absolute standoff. And I'll continue that story in a minute. But when we look at the text, it mentions two key words, obey and honor. Obey is an action. It's to do with doing something. And honor is an attitude. And I read a really funny story about a father disciplining a child this week that was bouncing on some new sofas. Been there, had three of them bouncing, so I know where he's coming from. And this little boy would not stop standing on the sofas and bouncing. And in the end, his dad said, "Go and sit on the naughty stool in the corner." So off he trooped to the naughty stool and sat down with his back to his dad. But this little voice said, "Daddy, I might be sitting on the stool in the corner, but inside I'm still bouncing on the sofa." And I thought, that's it. That is ours. That is definitely me to a T. Because God knows our heart and our thoughts. He sees inside us. He sees us inside out. And it's grace that helps us to obey and to honor. To honor goes beyond what's outside. Honor is something that takes place inside by the grace of God and with the strength of God. It's the right attitude behind the right act of obedience that equals honor. The right attitude behind the right act of obedience equals honor. Now, that's probably the sort of stuff you thought I was going to say. So I'm going to go off track a little bit. And I think it's really important to acknowledge that some of you here are already struggling with what I'm saying. You're already struggling with the concept of honoring your father and mother. From the outset, I want to say that respecting those whose behavior is less than honorable towards us is not easy. And as soon as I said the word honor, I could feel some of you sort of, really? Pulling back immediately. I'm not going in that direction. And what happens is that the hurt that we have inside overtakes any thought of honoring. You don't know my mother. You literally don't know mine. You don't know my dad. You don't know what they did to me. You don't know what they failed to do. You don't know what they've said. You don't know how they've been. And all of a sudden, hurt wells up inside. And I'm not saying you shouldn't be hurt. I'm not saying that at all. I've sat with people who have been treated horrendously by their parents. But know this, that whatever they've done, those parents, or whatever they've failed to do, those parents, Jesus knows. And if it hurt you, it hurts the Father heart of God. But as often is the case in Scripture, Jesus says, start with yourself. You may not be able to change them, but you can change you with me, with my Spirit's help, with the grace I will give you. In Matthew 5, we're reminded to deal with our attitude. We're told to love and pray for our enemies. And that applies to parents who've mistreated us or abandoned us or whose example we feel we just cannot respect. So I'm not saying you shouldn't be hurt or that they've not done wrong by you. But the Bible does not have an exemption clause. It didn't say, honour your father and mother and obey and all of that, unless they've not been good to you or they've done this or they've done that. There is no exemption clause. So how do we do it? Well, I want to put it to you tonight that we do it in exactly the same way that we would honour those parents who have not hurt us. And we do it by showing grace to them. We harbour no hate towards them because it will consume you. It will consume you. It will stunt your spiritual growth. We might disapprove of the way of life they have. We might not like their sinful behaviour. But don't fall into the trap of harbouring inside you anger and resentment and bitterness, because it will rot your soul and it will spoil your relationship with Jesus. And you will end up despising them. Because God draws the line and says, you're blessed when you don't go over the other side into that stuff. But do it in me. Do it in my strength. I had a wonderful dad. He was great, my dad. My mum was a bit of a cold fish. I waited till I was 50 years old and she was dying before she told me she loved me. But that didn't, and I wasn't a Christian when I used to say to her when I was younger, I love you, I love you. And she would do anything but look me in the eye and say, I love you too. And it was literally the last time I ever saw her alive that I looked at her and said, I love you, Mum. And she said, I love you. We have to be realistic in our expectations because our parents are imperfect. Really? I hope my kids don't hear this recording. But they are. They're like you and me. They're imperfect human beings. And sometimes they get it wrong. Sometimes they get it dreadfully wrong. And sometimes when I've stopped and thought about them, I thought, gosh, were my expectations of my mum and dad real? My mum had a really hard upbringing on a farm in the middle of nowhere, all the side of Bradford, up mountain. You know, she did, and I don't know how much love she was shown. And, I'm not going down the making excuses for her route, but I put her into context, and I think, were my expectations high? Maybe she just couldn't say those words. And then you sort of have a little confab with the rest of your family, and my sisters and brothers say, well, she never told us either. And you think, oh, it wasn't just me, it wasn't personal. And I began to realize that I'm not the perfect daughter and they weren't the perfect parents. But that was okay. We could still have a kind and loving relationship. And it talks about obeying, and mums and dads like to give their 10 pence. Mine did, right up to their dying breath. And, you know, we might not accept all their instructions and they might not be wised up to where we're at, but appreciate their effort. We used to say to Dad, he seemed to shrink as he got older, and we used to look down at him. He looked a bit like Yoda. He thought it was hilarious. He used to call himself Yoda near the end. But we used to listen and say, thanks, Dad, for that, you know. And I think, in my everyday life now, I'm doing things and I can hear my dad's voice or my mum's voice just saying things, little nuggets, little gems that meant nothing to me at the time. But they come back and they mean a great deal. Because when I became a parent, I realized just how hard it is. It is really hard. Our elder son, who is now 30 and recently married, once wrote us a little list of how to be a better parent. And it contained things, obviously, like let him watch more telly and give him more sweets and let me go out on my own beyond the square, which, you know, all kinds of things. But parenting is hard. It's time-consuming and it's demanding and it's full of responsibilities. And I never understood that till I became a parent myself. But listening to them and, you know, sort of thanking them for what they were bringing to me was part of honouring. Thanking them for that nice meal. Thanking them for Mum and Dad's taxi was something I used to say to my kids, you know, where's the thank you? Because otherwise the keys stay there, you know. Thanking them, being kind to them. And I used to work on the premise that if my kids saw this stuff, then they would honour us, and they would take that out into their relationships outside the house. So affirming your parents is a good thing. But don't wait to do it. I want to urge you tonight not to wait to do it. If they're still around, don't wait to affirm them. Don't wait to honour them in some way that God can strengthen you and help you to find to honour them. Tell them how grateful you are. Tell them how much you love them. Involve them in your life. Affirm them. My dad in his 80s once thanked me for speaking to him like the vibrant man he used to be, even though he was 80 and frail and quite forgetful. He thanked me for talking to him as if he was still all there, still had value, still had something to contribute. And that's hard when you get the role reversal thing coming, because as they get older, they do almost become like children, and you, their child, ends up being like a parent to them. But we're not to abandon them. The New Testament reminds us in many places that we should respect them. Honour them. It might be that, you know, you've lost your mum and dad. I've got lots of mums and dads now because I come to the Wednesday service and all our elderberries are my mums and dads. I've got a whole table of them sit down and want to know what I'm doing at the wedding and tell me off because I said I might not wear a hat, and everybody wants to. And that's great because we're family. We meet together as family, and those in church who are older can become spiritual mums and dads. How wonderful. But remember that whether mums and dads are still here or not, you can honour them by the way you live. You can bring honour to them if they've hurt you and damaged you. You can bring honour to the whole situation by being different. By living different. Back to my sister. 2 years not speaking. And one day, she was at a hospital bed because she's a nurse, and there was a woman in her 40s at death's door from a car accident. And my sister said to her, "Can I call anybody for you?" She said, "I'm not married." She said, "What about your parents?" And the girl just filled up and said, "We haven't spoken for years. They wouldn't come." And my sister said, "Well, let me try." And as she went off to make this call, my sister was thinking, that could have been me. It could have been me talking about my mum and my dad. I've got to go and see them and I've got to put it right. And she did. So I want to urge you not to wait for a crisis. Because at the end of the day, if you lose one of them, nothing you say at a funeral or however posh your wreath is will make up for anything you could have or should have said to them or the way you could have loved them when they were still yours. So whether it's a visit, or it's a letter, or it's a phone call, or it's an email, or it's a prayer, or it's an olive branch, do it. And work towards forgiveness. Guard your heart from bitterness. It sounds alarming, but if you don't forgive your parents, if you carry around all that stuff in you, there's a chance that you might become like them. We would never have said this to my big sister, but when she was having her bad time with them, she was so like my mother. She was so like the person she was angry with. She didn't like my mother's attitude and didn't like what she said. But my sister was almost morphing into my mother. And my brother used to say, "I'm not telling you." So don't grow up. Don't be hating. Don't grow up unforgiving. Because if you're always looking at your parents' faults and failings, then you're living in the past, and that's not life to the full. If you're always looking at the hurt, and you're always looking at what they did, and you're always looking at their sinful ways, and you become so introspective that your life is just on the wrong course. And Jesus says, forgive. Begin the journey. I know it's a journey. But when you're forgiving, it's saying, you know what? What they did was wrong, and justice will come. It came on the cross when Jesus died, and one day they will have to stand and give account. But you know, I'm going to leave it with Jesus. Leave the stuff with Jesus. That's what burdens look like. Sometimes we wonder what we think burdens look like. Are they just always fears and anxiety? No, it's stuff. It's all kinds of stuff. Leave it with Jesus. I'm going to leave it with Jesus so I can move on. Don't ignore them. Don't hate them. Don't despise them. But pray the Lord will help you to forgive them. Be different. Break the mold. This commandment that we're looking at tonight has something else attached to it. Honor your father and mother so that it may go well with you and you may enjoy a long life on earth. But it won't go well if you're consumed with hatred or indifference. There are physical, emotional, and spiritual costs to having those kind of powerful emotions present. Honor them by how you live. Conduct your life in a way that honors God. Honor your parents by the way you conduct yourself as a son or daughter. Live different to them if they've hurt you. I used to say to my kids, if you can't say anything nice, then say nothing at all. And I used to have to swallow my words sometimes where my mom was concerned. You know, But I had to be careful. And especially when I became the only Christian in the whole gang, then they were really on my case if I said things that were out of order. I had to be careful not to speak disrespectfully. So even if you've had a parent that's difficult to honor, by the grace of God, you can become a better person. And therefore, you then become a better husband or a better wife or a better mother, a better daughter. And you kind of honor God by being different. And you honor them in a strange way by not being like them. The Americans have this term that says, salute the uniform. Don't know if you've ever come across that. Perhaps I'm just reading too many trashy novels. But they have this thing where, you know, when a uniform comes in, the Marines all do their thing, salute the uniform. They don't know the person inside the uniform. And I've often said to people who struggle to honour their mum and dad, well, honour fatherhood, honour motherhood. Do it that way. But break the cycle so that you're then not a person who raises up children who dishonour you. Because if that's what you mirror to your kids, then they'll end up dishonouring you. Because that's what you've modelled to them. You've said, well, here we are, here how we do it. Let's have a bit of a dissing of the in-laws or a dissing of the parents or whatever. And now I'm a mother-in-law myself. I don't want any of that. But you know, the amazing thing is we have two fathers, don't we? Because we have a father in heaven as well. And I really struggled. When I first became a Christian, I really struggled with that. I didn't need another dad. I loved mine. He was amazing. And I really struggled. And then somebody gave me a little book called The Father Heart of God by a chap called Floyd McClung. And it's amazing, that book. It's absolutely amazing. And I learned so much from it about the Father Heart of God. And imagine all the people you know who don't know God, who don't know him as a father. That spurs me on to say, you know, you need to know my Jesus. You need to know God, because there's a whole new father here who cannot wait to welcome you into his family. If your earthly father or mother has failed you, you have a heavenly father who does not. And I want to urge you tonight, if you're hurting, to let the Lord reparent you by his Spirit. Let him give to you what you feel you missed out on. What that hole that wasn't filled by our earthly mums and dads, who are just sinners, saved by grace like you and me, let the Spirit give you the love, give you the affirmation, give you the sense of significance that you never received. For he knows your value. So to honour our parents means to obey them in our younger years, to support them in their older years, and to show respect despite our differences. And it's so important, because that's what we are called to do to our Heavenly Father. We are to honour and glorify and obey him too. But the good news, as always, is we do not have to do this in our own strength. We do this in his strength. In his strength and by the power of his Spirit, we are able. Jesus wants to help us and to encourage us to make our families work, not to give up on them, to bring healing. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And there's been times for me when I know if I was left to my own devices, I would have wallowed in self-pity and clung on to the pain. Oh, she never said she loved me. There was this and there was that. And I was the middle of four, if there is a middle of four. And they got all the attention and I didn't. And there's all that stuff. And when I became a Christian and I heard about a God that can heal, I couldn't wait. It was like I unzipped myself and opened myself up and said, take a look at that, Lord. There's so much pain. There's so much struggle. There's so much stuff. Please come by your Spirit and heal me. So if you're hurting from events in your past that involved your parents, start the healing process tonight. Because our God heals damaged emotions. Our God can parent you like no earthly parent can. He can fill the void in you that yearns to be loved and accepted and give you a sense of value. Come and be prayed for. Come and seek some help. God heals our wounds when we acknowledge they're there, when we confess our negative emotions, when we give him the stuff, when we begin to forgive those who've hurt us and receive forgiveness ourselves, when we receive the Father's love for us that's very different to anything we can experience on earth. Draw near to the Father heart of God.
Many of you might be feeling like this is quite heavy to take in.